all-woman band Zili Musique is based in Boston and only occasionally tours outside New England. But each of its songs takes the listener on a long voyage through a spectrum of musical styles and even languages. The band's name comes from that of a significant voodoo female spirit, Ezili, and Haiti has a strong presence in Zili's songs. But the 8-member band's focus is much broader than that.
We're definitely not trying to be a Haitian band. We're not trying to represent ourselves as Haitian or as representative of Haitian music. We are representative of African roots and of African diaspora coming together.
That's band leader Carol Washington. Washington says such music has a particular resonance with her as an African-American, but she defines African diaspora in the broadest way.
All humanity started in Africa, so we're taking humanity as an African diaspora.
In addition to Haiti, Zili's songs use musical styles from Ghana, Uganda, Zimbabwe, Cape Verde, Brazil, Cuba, Israel, and the U.S. Zili band members have eclectic musical backgrounds and roots in the U.S., Trinidad, Japan, and the Philippines. English is the native language of the band's vocalists, but listeners are often fooled.
Inevitably, someone will come up and ask, okay, who's from Haiti? Okay, who's from Brazil? Okay, who's from... Because I think the assumption is if we're interested in that music, then it must be because we have a personal connection. And there is a personal connection, but it's not necessarily a biological one, you know, it's definitely a cultural one.
Washington is from California and grew up moving around the U.S. with her academic mom. Her mother got her into music early, piano, flute, choir. She even played the bass for a bit. At Wellesley College, she took music classes, but something was missing.
I loved them, yet the music that I wanted to study wasn't always included in those classes. The music that I was most interested in, this music of the Caribbean, folkloric music of the Caribbean, was taught in the Black Studies department. So I went and tried to find out why. And in talking with one of the professors who became the chair, he told me about ethnomusicology and how I could study this music as part of the music department.
Washington began to work with Wellesley's Haitian ethnomusicology professor, Gerdes Florent.
When we first had those classes, he told me, you cannot understand music unless you're inside it, unless you play it, unless you experience it that way, and walk around campus walking in rhythm, you know, and having 3 or 4 different rhythms in your head at the same time. You hear things differently, you understand life differently.
Florent taught Washington percussion, which she now plays for Zili, and a fascination with Haiti.
I feel a great connection to Haiti and also to what Haiti has given this part of the hemisphere, this part of the world, which we don't think about often. We think about the poverty in Haiti. We think about political strife. We think about problems in Haiti. We don't generally think as a community about the richness of Haiti and the incredible gifts of freedom that Haiti gave, particularly to the diaspora.
Beyond Haiti's extraordinary history, including a successful slave revolt that made it the world's first black republic, Washington pays tribute to its contribution to the arts. As a graduate student at Wesleyan, she wrote about studying Haitian sacred music in a secular context. Then, as a PhD student at Brown, she researched a Haitian dance and music pioneer, whom she visits from time to time on the outskirts of Port-au-Prince. But even under the tutelage of Florent at Wellesley, Washington's learning went well beyond Haiti.
So it started out in Haiti, but then we learned in my study with him about connections that Haiti had to all sorts of musical styles you wouldn't think of. And that opened up my study of ethnomusicology and connection to other musical instruments and eventually led to Zili.
Zili formed 9 years ago after Washington found the rest of the band through Craigslist and Berklee School of Music. But the influence of Florent in those early days at Wellesley is evident in a song on Zili's new album, which is called Zili Musique, spelled in English phonetics.
Let's
People really respond to Erzuli, which is funny because it's the oldest song that we have. I mean, that's the song we started with when we started 9 years ago in my living room, you know, in Jamaica Plain, in my three-room apartment. We started jamming on Erzuli because it's the first song that my professor, Gerdes Florent, taught me, you know. Erzuli, oh, Erzuli, so. Moi pas gagné mama, moi pas gagné papa. On se petit la moins gagné, li tombe l'andlo.
Way in the water.
That's the song that I think people respond to, Erzuli, on this album. Also, Justice, which is an epic. Yeah, it's almost 9 minutes long. It starts out with a song from Zimbabwe, Nema Musasa, so it uses the mbira. So it travels many different places. Are political, our songs are historical, and they have to do with love, but they're not necessarily love songs. So to have a song like Kuma that speaks directly to love or falling in love, how do I know that I love you? I feel it in every beat of the drum. I feel it in your smile, every line of your smile that I know is yours. You can continue to look, but you know you've already found love. It's not the typical Zili song.
Gentil na son de bugos
This love song, which is about Cape Verde, grew out of a trip Washington took there on a grant for educators. She currently teaches integrated arts at a Boston public elementary school and is on faculty at Wellesley as a dance and drum ensemble director. Washington has been musically inspired by her travels to Africa, South America, the Caribbean, and Israel's West Bank. Influences have also been brought by other band members' travels and contact locally with musicians from around the world.
We want to combine all these musics to provide a reconnection, to create a community that is heard in the music so that it's not lost. It doesn't become like, you know, a stew where you can't really identify different musical styles, but that you begin to hear all these different styles bumping up against each other and moving together.
This method of using multiple musical styles in a way that shows parallels and distinctions does elicit curiosity about their origins, which is kind of what Washington is going for.
I like that people can see themselves in the music. I also enjoy that when people have absolutely no connection to Haiti, to Cape Verde, to Brazil, to California, that they feel that connection and it encourages them to go and find out why, find out about the music, find out outside of Zili, where does this rhythm come from? Why are people involved in it? What's it performed for? What's the tradition? What's the culture? What's it like?